Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Unseen Confidence. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Across the years, I have been asked by numerous people to explain what faith is. And in many cases, I have asked them to describe for me what faith is. And many of them have quoted Hebrews 11:1. In response, I ask them, well, what does that mean? And, well, they say it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I said, well, that's just the verse. What does it mean? Well, it means the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They repeat themselves, but they do not explain themselves. And I said, let's put this in a term or a word picture that we can realize. If we are, it's a hot summer day. We are on our way to get the biggest ice cream cone imaginable. What's your favorite flavor? Strawberry. Pistachio, chocolate, whatever it might happen to be. I said, when do you begin to enjoy that ice cream cone? On the way. You visualize what it's going to look like, what it's going to taste like. And in like manner, faith is enjoying what is yet to be experienced. It is substance, but it's substance of things that are going to come into being. God has prepared something for us that is so far beyond our comprehension, we cannot even put it into words, but it is an experience that is real, and it's going to be enjoyed, and it's going to be enjoyed for eternity. Well, what is eternity? We can't imagine because we've never experienced it. It's something that never, ever ends. The greatest delight that our mind can even conceive, but going on and on and on and on and on and on. Wow! What fantastic future we have. But that is only for those who are believers. For those who have not entered into the realm of safety, into the ark of salvation, there is an eternity that will go on and on and on and on and on, but it will be suffering beyond the wildest comprehension in our mind. Faith is the substance that God gives us of eternal life with Him. Joy beyond our comprehension. Oh, what days we have in store for us. What a future we have. It's the unseen confidence that He gives to the people of God that we can rest in Him, confident that He will give us what He has in store for us, and it will be beyond our wildest imagination. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can come to You, that we can have that realization that the things of this world will pass away, the inconveniences, the suffering, the trials, the tribulations, the heartaches that we experience here are nothing compared to the joy that waits for us in heaven. I pray for those that have not made the decision that they might come to the place where they recognize that this world is not what they want to see or want to hold on to, but they want that eternity with You. Might they open their heart, pray the prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. And Lord, You have given the confidence, hope for all of us that when we pray that prayer, You hear and You answer, and we have eternity in our hearts. Thank You for giving us that wonderful, unseen confidence that will last forever and ever. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.